not preaching on this, but I want to quote a verse. Maybe it's for somebody. Had it on my heart this afternoon. It's in Matthew 6, 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. One of the first promises of God that I ever grabbed a hold of, didn't understand it all, and wasn't really, still am trying to live that verse. That's one of those verses that you, for the just shall live by faith. For the just, this is a verse that we that live by faith are constantly trying to apply. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God first. Yep. His righteousness first. Yep. Before everything else.
Amen.
Before everything else.
Amen.
And all these things will be added unto us. That's a great promise, ain't it?
Yep.
Galatians chapter number 1. And I'll begin reading at verse number 1. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. There be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. And that's as far as I'll read for sake of reading. Paul is talking to the churches of Galatia. Galatia was a rather large province, and they were, I don't know how many churches exactly, but there were churches, verse 2, of Galatia. All independent, all indigenous, all autonomous, all their own pastors and congregations. But what Paul was writing to them was good enough for all of them. It was that sound gospel, that message that he presented to them in the first few verses of his introduction. He talked about the brethren that are with him. They were saluting them as well. brethren from other churches that are of like mind, that have heard the same preaching, the same message. And, you know, that is what you call a sound message, a sound Bible message, and sound churches. When you can go somewhere else of like faith and hear the exact same thing. The exact same thing that you've heard about. Listen, you can't walk into every religious building and hear that. And that's why we believe in ecclesiastical separation. How can two walk together except they be agreed? You know what the Bible said? And so we are unified around the message of Christ. That's what we're unified around. The message of the gospel. This gospel that we have received. This gospel that we have been saved under. This gospel of His grace. Verse 3. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. That's God's grace. That's the gospel of His grace. Amen. They knew something about His grace. And He gave them the gospel. When He said at the end of verse 3, and from our Lord Jesus Christ, verse 4, who gave Himself for our sins. Amen. Who gave Himself for our sins that He might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God our Father. It is absolutely the will of God for man to be saved. It's not God's will that any should perish. So if there's a gospel that says it is God's will for only some to be saved and God's will for some to be ordained to hell, well, that's another gospel. And that wasn't a gospel that the Apostle Paul preached. The Apostle Paul told them, he said, Christ gave Himself for our sins. What a message. What grace. When you think about that, who am I? Who are we that the King of Glory would come down in flesh, die in our place, die for our sins, take my place on the cross, take my sin. Think about that. Who gave Himself? Who gave Himself for our sins? He gave Himself for your sins. Amen. He gave Himself for our sins that He might deliver us from this present evil world. Amen. This world's not a good world to live in. It's a present evil world. It's a fallen world with men of fallen nature. And Christ came to give Himself for us. What a message. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. He deserves all the glory, all the praise. Paul told the Galatians, and I mean he spent this epistle trying to go over this with them again, rebuking them in some areas. Sharply. Why? To take that knife of the Word of God and cut both ways and cut out the false gospel, if there be any. Amen? To do gospel surgery on the ears of these hearers. Things that they had heard by others. And Paul said, I marvel that you're so soon removed. I mean, this happened fast. That's not a good sign, I'll tell you that, of somebody really knowing Christ, somebody that says they know Christ, they've heard the true gospel, and then they're so soon removed from Him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Another gospel. What was it? It was the gospel of works. It was the gospel of the law of God. Adding the law to grace. Paul told them about that in chapter 3. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you. This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? How'd you get the Spirit of God in your life? Was it through the works of the law that you did? Or was it the hearing of faith? Which one? It's got to be one or the other. Which one? That's all I want to learn of you. Because if you say by the works of the law, I know you're lost. You're trying to be saved by the work of the law. And no man can be saved by the work of the law. The law is our schoolmaster, the Bible said, bringing us unto Christ. The law shows you and I that we have sinned and we have failed God's righteousness. I can't be good enough lost on my own. I can try it. I can try. And I'm going to not fulfill all of God's law. And if I break in one point, I'm guilty of all. He taught that to them. And so he tells them back in chapter 1, I marvel that you're so soon removed from Him that called you under the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Now it is dangerous, dangerous to believe another gospel other than the Bible gospel. It's dangerous. We say, well, you know, these people, they believe a lot like us, but, you know, they're different on this and different on this. If it's different concerning Christ, if it's different concerning the way of salvation, you know, they're not just a little different from us, but yet we're all the same. No, they are definitely different and without Christ. There are whole religions that use the name of Christ, but they are definitely without Christ. There are religions that use the King James Bible, but they are without Christ. Because, I mean, if they don't believe that Jesus Christ, He said, if you believe not that I am He, ye shall die in your sins. And he told us in 1 John that, you know, for us, believing on Him, believing on Him as the, I mean, to believe in who He is. The teaching is believing that He is God in the flesh. God come to man. And there are religions that believe, no, He's not God. He's the Son of God, but He's not God. That's a perversion. And a man cannot be saved believing that. Cannot be saved. You say, preacher, that's just your own opinion. That's the book. That's the book. That's not my opinion. That's what God said. Amen? And Paul said, if they preach a another gospel, let them be accursed. Accursed. That's not saved. That's lost. The gospel, which was the law, listen, it cannot justify any other gospel than the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that we know that Christ came from above. Listen, Emmanuel, God with us, God in the flesh, lived a sinless life, died on the cross for our sin, was buried, and 3 days later rose again from the dead. Are you listening? And He died that you and I, if we would repent and believe the gospel, that we could be saved. That's what justifies you and I. Any other gospel cannot justify. I don't care how many times. Listen. I hope that there have been men who come to the true realization of absolute faith in Christ. Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. But there are men that think if they whip themselves enough times during the day, you know, that that's some type of repentance. God didn't ask me to take my own punishment for my sin. Christ took my punishment for my sin. Christ took my punishment for my sin. There's people over there in the Philippines actually nailing their hands and feet to the cross and letting men carry them through the street in a religious show. I don't have to nail my hands to the cross and my feet to the cross. Christ was nailed for me. Amen. It's not salvation plus what I have to do. It's salvation by grace. Christ paid it all. Amen. Christ on the cross. It is finished. Glory to His name. It's finished. Salvation paid for. Sins paid for. Sinners can now be justified in the eyes of God. There's no other gospel, there's no other religion can do that, can justify men. Men are trying to be justified by works. That's another gospel. Another gospel only brings a curse. He said it. Let him be accursed. In chapter 3, verse 10, he said, "For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree." Christ took our curse. These other gospels bring a curse. It's not of faith. It's of works. It cannot give you and I an inheritance like this gospel. This gospel gives us an inheritance. Over in chapter number 3, verse 18, he said, "For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise." He didn't say, "Abraham, if you do all this, then I'll do it." No, he just promised Abraham he was going to do it. That's good salvation. I promise if you'll come to me, I'll no wise cast you out. Amen. Amen. I'll give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand or out of my Father's hand. Amen. I give unto them eternal life. Eternal life. Praise God. What an inheritance. These others cannot give an inheritance. How many of these other gospels that you hear today are showing you how sinful sin is? Well, see, the law does that. And it points us to Christ to bring us to righteousness. People today, they want a gospel without hearing how sinful they are. A person has to hear how sinful they are. It's that sin nature that nailed Christ to the cross. You've heard some of these younger people testify that was raised in good Christian homes, that their parents kept them away from a lot of things. And they say, well, you know, I never drank, I never did this, you know, I've never cussed. Or, you don't have to do that to sin. We've got a nature that is wicked. Is it bad enough to take us to hell, and is it bad enough to put Christ on the cross? That's our nature. There's nothing in that nature that it wouldn't do. Cannot give life. Cannot give life. What other gospel do you know that can give life? Eternal life. What other gospel is there anywhere in the world that can get you out of the grave one day? It didn't even get their leaders out of the grave. Amen? The leader of Islam, Muhammad, he never got up out of the grave. Nor Buddha, nor any other. They never got up out of the grave. They've never gotten anybody up out of the grave. But Christ, by His own power, He said, I have power to lay my life down. I have power to take it up again. Amen. Bless the Lord. This gospel gives life, gives righteousness. Amen. It makes sons and not servants. Now we are, in essence, Paul, he saw himself as a bond slave to Christ spiritually. But that's how the believer, he's not made by Christ to do this glorious work. He feels bound to Christ by love. As a son. As a son. To truly bring us into the whole family among whom heaven and earth is named, he talked about. The whole family. The family of God. To have a real family of brothers and sisters in Christ. all connected through His gospel, by His blood. Amen? By His blood. That's how we're connected, by His blood. Oh my. Other gospels will bring bondage. Will cause you to be cast out. It denies grace. Denies grace. That grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Titus 2. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. They don't know of that grace. They have no idea of that grace. Paul had that Jew's religion in chapter 1, verse 13, and it caused him beyond measure. He persecuted the church, true believers. And he was zealous. There's a lot of people out here, listen, they're zealous. You talk about people getting out and knocking on doors. I mean, some of the Jehovah's Witnesses do it just about as good as anybody. But they're not even saved. They actually believe, if they get to read that verse to you that they're so desperately holding, that that's going to help give them standing in the kingdom. Works salvation. Works in standing. Works in standing. God have mercy. Paul told them, I marvel that you're so soon removed. I mean, we're talking about some things that are, you know, very apparent that it's another gospel. But we must be careful. Must be careful. Listen, if we try to push off, now listen to me, I'm trying to help everybody here. If we try to push off, there's a balance. There's a straight and a narrow way that Christ puts us on. And you can go too far to the right, you can go too far to the left. Too far to the right, and you look more like you're working to stay close to God. Too far to the left, and it's like you think grace is gave you a license to do pretty much anything you want. And there's a lot of room in between all of those. In these days, our days, and it has to be taught. People talk about legalism. Don't want to be caught up in legalism. I don't either. Legalism simply means this. You have added something to your salvation. Or you think there's something you are doing that's going to help make you righteous. That's what that is. But there are those that say, well, then, you know, and so they discount God's holiness and righteousness. And you can't do that. Wait, listen. The true gospel is that God is holy. Christ is holy. And He said, be ye holy as I am holy. Amen? God wants us to come out from among the world, be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. I'll receive you. God wants us to know how to walk and to please God. That's what he said, how you are to walk and to please God. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. How did you receive him, Galatians? How did you receive the Spirit? By the works of the law or by grace? I only would know. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. We received him by faith, didn't we? So we walk by faith. We received him wholehearted. We should walk wholehearted. Amen. Trusting him with all of our heart. We should walk that way. We received him in repentance. And we should walk in repentance. Walk in the light as he is in the light. And you shall have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin, from all unrighteousness. The true salvation, the biblical salvation, calls for you and I as believers to be in continual repentance. Like the Old Testament priest that daily, daily washed his hands in the wash basin, washed his feet in the wash basin. Why? Just being in the world, just walking in the tabernacle, you got dirt on your feet and your hands. Just doing the will of God. And so we come daily. Father, forgive me. Father, cleanse me. Lord, wash me. Wash you, make you clean. Amen. Repent from the battle of the mind. Repent from the battle in your heart. The devil that tries continually to bring temptation your way and my way. Ask Christ for the strength and the help that we need. Amen. To war a good warfare, to endure hardness as a good soldier. Amen. I want to be a true gospel soldier, don't you? Saved by his grace. Truly. Amen. Washed in his blood. Know that I'm saved. Filled with his joy. Filled with his peace. Filled with his love. Walking in the Spirit, ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Why? Because the conversation, our walk, Paul had it in times past among the Jews. This gospel, I'm about done. I can't get all this. It did the same thing for the Apostle Paul that God wants to do in you. Verse 16, to reveal his Son in me. That the world sees Christ in us. Truly sees Christ in us. Let me ask you something. Seriously. Do you believe God wants you to tell the world about his Son? I mean, seriously. Do you believe after God has saved you, now he wants you to share that with the world? When's the last time we've shared that with somebody? When's the last time
You looked at somebody that maybe you didn't even know too well and said, could I take just a minute to tell you what Jesus did for me and what he can do for you? The world needs to hear that. They need to see it. They need to hear it. That's what the early church was doing. They went everywhere, giving this message. Amen. That was their manner of life. That was the meaning of life. It was not only their manner of life, it was the meaning of life. Christ and nothing else. Christ above all.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Be careful. Paul said, I do not frustrate the grace of God. He said, if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. I mean, he hit that nail hard.
Yep.
In other words, he was telling them, if you think that righteousness is coming by you keeping the law, then Christ died in vain. Period. There's no need for him to come if we could be righteous by keeping the law. If we could be saved some other way, Christ is dead in vain. He died in vain. He came. Vain. All vain. If we could keep ourselves, his resurrection's vain. I say that reverently because without his resurrection, we're all in our sin. All in our sin. People that don't hold to the resurrection of Christ, they are yet in their sin. That's the only thing that sealed salvation.
Yep.
Amen. Amen. The cross. Oh, the important work. His blood.
Yep.
But his resurrection is important. Just as important. Without the resurrection, men could have said, any man could die and bleed and never known the power of his blood. Are you listening? But he rose again. And that's how God showed the world that he was his son. Through his resurrection. What a glorious gospel. Amen. So much more to be said. I'm done this evening.